Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Lamed Hey. We're holding the last line of Lamed Dalid Amid Beis, where the Gemara asks Akasha, Eisvei, Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan the following Kasha. Who's Reish Lakish? Who's Rabbi Yochanan? What is this all about? So if we go back five lines, you see the Gemara begins, Dechi Osa Ravdi Mi Omar. It's about six lines from the bottom of the Amid. When Avdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, what did he say? Chayavim misis shoygin, chayavim malki or shoygin, v'dover acher. What does that mean? Chayavim misis shoygin. As we explained yesterday, we know the famous rule that we've been learning for the last few days: kam lei b'deraba mine, that the bezin can only give one punishment, they cannot give two punishments. So what happens if Chas V'Shalom, for instance, a person were to go and do an Isur on Shabbos, which normally throughout the week would have required him to pay compensation, but because he's doing it on Shabbos, he's going to be Chayiv Misa. And the classic example that the Gemara gives is someone who Chas V'Shalom burns down somebody else's Godish. Godish is like a heap of hay or grain, or for that matter, if somebody goes and burns somebody else's field or house, Chas V'Shalom, and he does it on Shabbos. So had he done it throughout the week, what would be the rule? He'd have to go and pay Tashlumen. But since he's doing it on Shabbos, assuming that there are two, Edim and Hasra, he's over on an Isser of one of the Lamites Malachais, and therefore he gets Chas V'Shalom Misa. Since he gets Misa, the halacha is he only pays the Misa, he doesn't pay the Tashlumen. But what happens if it's Chayyamim Misis Shogigin? That means he didn't realize it was Shabbos. There were no Baalei Hasra'ah, no one gave him Hasra'ah that it's Shabbos. So, in terms of Shabbos, there's no way that you can go and give him Misa. In terms of the Misa, he's a Shogeg. Does he have to go and pay the money now? So logically, I would say, yes, because I'm not punishing him with Misa, so let him pay the Tashlumen. However, this is a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And the same thing applies to Chayavi Malkiya Shogigin, when someone goes and gives the other guy a patch, Chas V'Shalom. So, you can only give Malkis or force him to pay Tashlumen. There too, it's one or the other. Like the Gemara said a few days ago, you cannot have both Malkis and Tashlumen. So what happens if the Malkis was totally a shoygig, meaning that there were no Edom to go and give Hasra? So we cannot give Malkis. Would we be Mechayev Mamoin or not? Once again, a Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Chayovi Malkis Shoygigin, that there was no Hasra. V'dover Acher, Dover Acher means payment of money. Rabbi Yochanan Mechayev, since you're not getting Misa, since you're not getting Malkis, you gotta pay. But Reish Lakish says, no. Reish Lakish Amar Pater. Reish Lakish says, since what you have done is an act that normally would be Mechayev Misa or Malkus, even though here you cannot get Misa or Malkus because of the details. What do I mean the details? Because of the fact that there was no Hasra'ah, but normally the person would be Pater from Tashlumen, he remains Pater from Tashlumen. The machloik is Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv Dolei Asrabei. Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayiv because there was no Hasra. Kinoch. Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayiv to pay Tashlumen because there was no Hasra. Reish Lakish says Bater. Kiven the Ilu Asrabei. Had the two Edom given Hasra, then he would be Bater because he would get the more, for instance, in the case of the Misa and the Tashlumen, he would have gotten Misa. So now he's also Potter, and he does not have to pay the Tashlumen. So now we have a Machloikis of Yochanan Reish Lakish, and we have a series of Kashis. Eisvei Reish Lakish of Yochanan Reish Lakish asked Reb Yochanan. It says in the Pasuk, V'lo yiyeh osoy onesh yiyeh onesh. Kindlech, please go outside. It says in the Pasuk, V'lo yiyeh osoy onesh yiyeh onesh. What is this referring to? This is a pasuk that we've quoted a number of times over the last few days. It's a pasuk in Mishpatim. V'chi yinotzu anoshim, you have two men who are fighting. V'nogfu isha hara v'yatzi ladeha. And there is a innocent bystander in the form of a pregnant lady who's standing around. She might be the wife of one of these two men offering emotional support. And as Yankel unfortunately goes and tries to go and give a patch to Beryl, by accident he goes and hits the pregnant lady. V'nogfu isha hara. And the pasuk says, "V'yotzi yilodeha." Unfortunately, she miscarries. V'lo yeh asayin, but there was no asayin. Poshep shapli asayin means, and that Baruch Hashem, nothing happened to the lady otherwise. In other words, it was not a fatal blow to the woman, even though it was fatal to the fetuses that she was carrying. So, what's the din? Onesh yonesh kashi yoshem ola bali isha v'nosu b'flivim. You gotta pay money. Aha. Okay, so Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, V'lo ye osin onish yonish, top of Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, my love osin mamish. The word in the Pasuk is osin. So what does that osin come to tell you? Says the top Rashi, my love osin mamish, im loy meso isha, if the woman did not die, that's the Pasha Pshad, Baruch Hashem, she lived to tell the story, ye onesh had no given mevlovitz. You got to go and pay for the fetuses that Nebuch miscarried. And now the Gemara is medayik. Ha im mesa, continuing the Rashi. Ha im mesa. However, what happens if chas v'shalom she did pass away? Lo ye onesh. Then you would not have to go and pay any tashlumen. Now notice the pasuk doesn't tell us whether there was hasra or no hasra. So it would sound like, says Rashi, v'afilu lo yisru bay. Even if there was no asra, all I do is I look, what are the facts? I don't look so much at the law. I look at the facts. And the facts are that im lo yeh asayin, if she did not pass away, then Baruch Hashem, she is okay. Onesh yonesh, she got to go and pay. It's the chmashim that if she did pass away, then you don't have to pay. But the pasuk doesn't distinguish between if there was asra and not asra. So it sounds like even if there was no hasra, and therefore there is no misa in this situation, what's it then? You're still a potter from paying. Says Rish Lakish, I have a raya to me, that when it comes to the din of chayove misois, or chayove malchus, shoygigin, you did it b'shoygig, you're still potter from tashlumin. Is a shver on Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan loy, we don't mean osein mamish, we mean din osein, we mean what is the law? What's the legal effect? And therefore, what it says in the Pasuk Liyah Osin means either that the woman did not die, Baruch Hashem, or it means that we're not going to go and kill the perpetrator. Why won't we kill the perpetrator? Because Baruch Hashem, he didn't kill anyone. Yes, he caused Nebuch a miscarriage, but he didn't go and kill a living human being. So now, what does it mean he didn't go, he doesn't get killed? He doesn't get killed because of the fact that there was no hasra. However, if there would be hasra, we would go and kill him. So therefore, when it says in the Pasuk, v'lo yeh asayin, it doesn't mean that factually there wasn't asayin. It means that legally, like the next Rashi, lo yedin asayin, continue the Rashi, third line, hachi kam akra, em ein mishmat mavis l'noygev. Lo yeh asayin means if we're not going to punish this fellow Yankel who gave the very, very deadly patch, Baruch Hashem, the wife is still alive. The intended victim is still alive. Nebuch, there is only, and that's not only, but Nebuch, he caused this terrible miscarriage. However, im ein mishpat mavis lanoygif, he, however, this perpetrator will not get punished with misa, lo yia osayin, we're not going to go and kill him. You know why? Ki goin shaloi mesa isha, that's the simple case, like we just said. Or even if mesa, if she chas v'shalom did die, v'lo yisru boy, but they didn't give hasra, since they didn't give hasra, Anoishi Anish, the person has to pay. Ah, says Rabbi Yochanan, I could easily learn Pshat in the Pasuk, that when it says Ali Asim means that we're not going to go and execute this perpetrator who gave the patch. Why? Because Baruch Hashem, nobody died. It was only a miscarriage of the fetuses. But if Chas v'Shalom the other way around, if in fact we would go and kill the perpetrator, why? Because he caused the death of the lady, and there was hasra, then you'd be potter from pay. But if there was no hasra, you'd be chayiv to pay. And that's how Rabbi Yochanan learns the pasuk. So much so that the Gemara now has another version, Ikka di Amri. Eisur Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asks Rish Lakish, V'lo ye asayin, onoshi, onesh. If there is no asayin, meaning if we don't execute the perpetrator, then onoshi, onesh, you have to go and pay. My lab isn't the pshat in the pasuk, not only lo ye asayin, that the woman did not die, but also that we're not going to execute the fellow that gave the very, very deadly patch. Zok Yimara, my lav din osoin, that even in that case, onashi onashi, you have to go and pay. Now, why do you have to go and pay? The reason is because we're not executing him. It's a chayyovoi, misois, shoyigin. So I see from that, onashi onashi, you do have to pay. Says, Rish Lakish loy osoin mamish, we're talking about that the woman didn't die. And therefore, Baruch Hashem, since the woman didn't die, then you got to go and pay. However, had she passed away, regardless of whether it was Asra, not Asra, you'd be potter from paying because the couldn't Rish Lakish. Chayav Misa Shoygin is potter. Omer Rava, Umichel Madiyama, Chayav Misa Shoygin, Chayavim. You're telling me that both Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan argue in a case of Chayav Misa. What the Gemara is doing now is splicing between the Chayav Misa Shoygin and the Chayav Malkia Shoygin. Says the Gemara, doesn't everybody agree to Chayav Misa Shoygin that you're potter from paying? But Tanit Vecheskia, the very famous Tanit Vecheskia, Maki Odom Umaki Vehema. We have a Posik, Vushtaten Posik. Posik says, Umaki Vehema Yishalmena, Umaki Odom Yumas. Why would the pasuk put together a maki behema and a maki odom? These are two different concepts. A maki behema yishalmena, you got to go and pay for causing damage to somebody's animal. A maki odom, and if chas v'shalom you go and kill someone, you must, and that person is killed. No, these are really two separate parashas. Here you're talking about killing or harming animals, and here you're talking about chas v'shalom killing an individual. So how do the two psukim, how do the two concepts get together? And therefore, Tana Vecheski Maki, Odom Maki Behema, Ma Maki Behema Lechilak Dabai, Bein Beshogim, Bein Bemezid, Bein Miskavim, Lesheinu Miskavim, Bein Derech Yerida, Lederech Aliyah, Lepoitre Momen, El Lechayve Momen. When it comes to damaging somebody else's property, you always have to pay, even if you did it Beshogim. That's what Rashi calls, or what the Gemara elsewhere calls, Odom Muad Leolam. A person is always considered to be a dangerous individual. There's no such thing as tam and mu'ud by an adam, like you have by a behemah. Person is always mu'ud. And the Gemara says elsewhere, bein or bein yoshan, even if the person is sleeping. And as he's sleeping, he goes and turns over, and with his arm, he goes and hits somebody, and goes and causes damage to somebody, or to somebody's possessions. You gotta pay. I didn't know. I was asleep. What did I know? It's true. But that's halacha odom muad leolam. And that's what the Gemara is saying. That a person is a maki behema. Maki behema means he causes damages to the other person's behema, either by just damaging it or by chas v'shalom killing it. What's the din? Whether it was a shogi, whether it was a mezid, whether miskaven, he intended, l'sheinu miskaven, it was negligence. He didn't know. He didn't see. Ben derech yerida, whether it's going up the hill or down the hill, all of those things. You never go and patter him from mamayin. It's always el lechayvay mamayin. You damage somebody else's property, whether you intended to or not, you're chayiv to pay under all circumstances. So af maki odam loy tachlik bay bein b'shogi bein b'mezid bein miskaven l'shein miskaven bein derech yerida l'derech aliyah. In all cases, if you go and chas v'shalom go and kill somebody else, Loi tachlik boy, don't start making distinctions and saying, did the person kill him intentionally or unintentionally? Was it an accident? Whether it was by negligence? Whether it was going up, going down? The reason why the Gemara talks about derech yerida, derech aliyah, because as we'll see in Metzach Shem with Masechtas Malkus, it says in the Pasuk, there got to be someone who, for instance, was chopping wood inside a forest, and one of the trees or one of the branches fell on somebody else, and the other person passed away. So this is considered to be an accidental occurrence. And then depending on the circumstances, you might have to go and run to the Orei Miklat for killing someone else b'shogeg. So the Pasuk used the expression, Vayapel Olav Vayomais, that as a result of his swinging the axe was going in a downward manner, a downward fashion, and that's what caused the other person, Nebuch, to die, to be killed. So he used the expression of a yapel olav. The more darshim sechses malchus, it's got to be derech yiridosoi, he goes into golus. But if it's derech aliyosoi, he is pulling the axe backwards to be able to go and get a good handle on the axe and to get a good swing to hit the tree, that then you're potter. That's considered to be an oinus. When it's going derech yirid, that's considered to be a shogeg. So what the Gemara is telling us is that's all halachas involving whether we will execute the person who killed, if he killed b'mezid, or if we send him to the ore miklat if he killed b'shogeg. Those are proper distinctions. However, whether or not you have to go and pay mamoin for damaging that person, perhaps, for instance, when the person was killed, you also damaged his clothing, and that clothing was very expensive. Do you have to go and pay? Says Tanit v'Chizkiah, you never have to pay. Even though the killing was b'shogeg, it wasn't premeditated murder. It was negligence, or it was an accident. Afmaki odom litachlik, but don't start making distinguish bein shogeg, bein mezid, bein miskaven, shein miskaven. He intended, he didn't intend. Bein derech yirida, he was going down in a downwards way, with derech aliyah, or an upwards fashion. In other words, when he was swinging the axe to go and cut the tree, it was going up, it was going down. L'chai v'imamayin, don't make distinctions to go and say, I'm going to go and be mechayiv, I'm going to cause this person to pay money. El l'poitra moment, under all circumstances, you're potter from pain. And therefore it appears, since Tanit v'Chizkiah doesn't seem to have any opponents or any adversaries that disagree, doesn't everybody agree that chayov v'misis shoyigin, you're potter? Says the Gemara, you're right. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, if you're talking about the type of act that normally would go and require chas v'sholom, the person to be executed, even though here you're not going to execute because he did it b'shogeg, he may or may not have to go to the orei miklat, but nevertheless, that what? Loi pligi dipturin, you're parted from paying tashlumin. Ki pligi, where's the machloikis? B'chayovi malkis shogigim v'dover acher. Ah, what's the then? That's the machloikis of Yoichanan and Reish Lakish. Yoichanan omer chayiv. Chayovi misis iskish. Chayovi malkis loi iskish. After all, how do I know this din of chayovi misis shogigim? We just learned Tanit v'Cheskia. From Maki Odom, to Maki Behemor, actually, from Maki Behemor to Maki Odom. But Maki Odom over there, we were talking about a Chiyav Misa. That's the Lashon HaPasuk. Maki Behemor Yishalmena, u Maki Odom, you must. Oh, in the case of Chayov Misois, that's where Tom Vecheski said, just like Maki Behemor, like Tachlik boy, and in all cases, you're always Mechuyav Mamoin. Af Maki Odom, the same thing applies, don't like Tachlik boy, you're always parted from Mamoin. So there is a drasha on chayavim misois. But chayavim malkis lo yiskish. But that pasuk doesn't talk about chayavim malkis, and only talks about chayavim misois. And therefore, chayavim malkis says Rabbi Yochanan, if you are mechayav malkis and you actually inflict malkis because it was hasra'ah, you're potter from pain. However, if it was b'shogeg, there was no hasra'ah, then you have to go and pay. Says Reish Lakish, just like you had a drasha a moment ago, according to Tanit v'Chizkiah, from Maki Behemah to Maki Adam, we have a similar drasha by Chayove Malkius, that there too, Chayove Malkius Shoigigin, you're parted from pay. Frank Timora, Heichan Ribsa Torah, what drasha are we referring to? So we have a machloikis now between Abaya and Rav. Omer Abaye, Asya Rasha Rasha. I learn from one Rasha to the other Rasha. What does that mean, I learn from one Rasha to the other? So if you have on the side the Torah Or HaShalem, you have Gimel and Dalid. Gimel is V'loi Sikhu Choyfer Lenefesh Reitzeach Ashehu Rasha Lomus. So we're talking about Chayovin Misois, we're talking about Nefesh Reitzeach, and he's a Rasha Lomuz, Kimois Yumas. Oh, so we're talking about Chayavim Misois, and it says the word Rasha, Ashu Rasha Lomuz. Now let's go to the next Pasik, Pasik Talit. V'hoye im bin hakois harasha, v'piloi hashoivet v'hikau lefonav, k'nei rishasi b'mispar. Here we're talking about a person who's Chayim Malkis, and now the Shofet says, have him bend over, and let's start giving him Malkis. K'nei rishasi b'mispar, as we know, the next Pasik says, aboyim yakenu, you give him up to 39 Malkis. Ah, so this Pasik is talking about Malkis, and it refers also to Rasha. So I have now Exeter Shava, Russia, Russia. Just like by Malk Chayavi Misois, we said a moment ago, according to Tana Dvei Cheskia, if a person is a Chayavi Misois Shoyigen, he's parted from paying under all circumstances. Here too, by Chayavi Malki Shoyigen, you're parted from paying. That's the first Russia, Alibid Reish Lakish. Rav Omar Asya Makemake. I learned from a different pasuk from Makemake. What's this Makemake? Omle Rapapa Lerava Hay Makemake. Which Makemake are referring to? Are we going back to the same Makemake of Tanit Vecheskia? In Leima Umake Dehemi Shomena Umake Adam Yumas. Hay Biktolaksiv. That pasuk doesn't refer at all to Chayove Malkis. Zatlechoyer. That cannot be your Mokar, your source. El Hay Maka, I'll tell you where the Maki is. A totally different pasuk. There's one pasuk, Maki Nefesh Behemi Yishalmena, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. If a person goes and kills a Behema, you gotta pay. Literally, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh is soul for soul, but as we know, the Gemara Darshan, that means you have to pay money. The Samachle in the next pasuk says, the ish ki yitin mum ba'amisoi kasher osa ken ye oseloi. Ah, so this is talking about a person that is inflicts a wound. Ki yitin mum ba'amisoi. Like he did, ken ye oseloi. You gotta go and give it back to him. And the Gemara assumes at the moment that what this pasuk tells us by ken ye oseloi, that if chas v'sholom you go and give a patch to somebody else, then the bezel will go and give you malchus. Aha. So therefore, I'm learning now the din of Chayove Malkiois from the case of the Makin Nefesh Behema, which is the case of Tashlumin for Behema. And just like Tana Dvei Chizkiya said before, that by Makin Behema, Lechilakta by Bein Bishoyig, Bein Memezid, Bein Miskavin, Shein Miskavin, you read the Aliyah, you're always Machayev Mamoin. Here, when you're talking about a person who is Chayove Malkiois, you always patter from mamon. Loi tachlik boy ben bishoyi ben memezid lechayve mamon el lepaitre mamon. So lechayra on the surface that sounds right. However, first the Gemara asks a textual question. The textual question is: Rava said asya maka maka. I have exeder shava. One pasuk says maka. The other pasuk says maka. And I'm looking here in the Gemara. The first pasuk says maka maka nefesh behem yishalmena. But the next pasuk doesn't say maka. It says ishkiyit and mumba misoi. Vushtet maka. Vahayla makahi. So how do you say maka maka? Evidimor anan hakoho hakoho kamrina. Even though it doesn't say literally the word maka, maka over here is lav dafka. It means blow from blow. Just like maka nevish behema, you gave you caused damage to the animal by giving a maka. You inflicted a blow on this animal. Same thing over here is ishkiyit in mumba misoi, even though it doesn't use the word maka. But obviously, how did you inflict someone else with a mum, with the damage, with a wound? Because you gave him a big patch. So that's hakoho hakoho. So Rashi says, mum alidei hakoho hu nitein. How did the mum happen? Didn't happen by your saying tilim and saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, go and inflict a mum on that individual. It talks about ish ki yitin mum b'misai. How do you inflict a mum? By giving a patch, by hitting the other guy. Oh, so Timara, so that's the equivalent of hakoh hakoh. Just like we had, you remember earlier in the week we spoke about that by Metzoyra, it says the same lotion of vo hakoin, v'shav hakoin, zuhi bia, zuhi shiva. Says Timara, how can you learn one from the other? Because they're both the same type of context. Here too, hako hako kamun. Frank Timur, okay, fine. So we answered the textual issue. But I have another problem. Let's go ahead. I don't understand what you mean that you're learning hakko hakko. On the surface, what we meant is that just like by the tashlumin of a behema, you always have to go and pay. Please close the door. You always have to go and pay. Here, by the person giving a patch to somebody else, ishkitim b'mavisoi, in all cases, you don't have to pay. Says Yimara, well, let's think what you're talking about. It's the other way around. As the Gemara already brought a few rayas from Psukim over the last couple of days, that a person who gives a patch to somebody else, you don't get a patch in return, but you got to go and pay. You have to pay, in fact, the five different types of tashlumin, the nezik, tzar, ripu, shebis, and boishes. So, Bazai, you're learning a din of chayove misois shoyigin is part of from tashlumin, and you're learning it from this pasuk of ishkitim b'misoi, the case of chayov b'chaveiroi. Chayov b'chaveiroi, there's never malchus. Chayov b'chaveiroi is always tashlumin, you always got to pay. It's the other way around. This is not a chayove malchus shoyigin situation where the person normally would have gotten malchus, but there was no hasra'ah, and that's why he didn't give the malchus, and that's why have a machloikis or b'yoichon or ishlokish, does he have to pay? Doesn't he? In a case of chayov b'chaveiroi, you never get malchus, you always pay. So I don't understand the whole drasha. Says the Gemara, you forgot that there is one case where you do give malchus b'chayov b'chaveiroi. Which case is that? It may be inyan l'hakosh yish b'shov aprut. You're right. If that ko yish b'shov aprut, then you got to go and pay. However, tenei inyan l'hakosh ein b'shov aprut. What happens if the person gave the other guy a patch and he rushed to the emergency room and they took x-rays and all the rest and they said, Mister, we got good news for you. Baruch Hashem, nothing happened. You're gesund. There's no scar. Everything is great. And in fact, we're not going to even charge you for any of our medical services. And therefore, you don't have to pay a dime. You don't even have to pay a shemapruta gunisht. So what's halacha in such a case? Then you do get malchus. How do I know? Well, we had this already a few days ago in Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis. If you return to Lamed Beis Amid Beis, the second wide line on the Amid, for Omreb Ami, Omreb Yochanan, Hiko Hako She'ein Bashove Pruta Loike. If you gave a maka that's not worth a shava pruta, it was such an insignificant blow. It wasn't even a shava pruta. In other words, the whole nezek, tzar, ripu, shevas, and boishes doesn't add up to a dime or to a penny. Then you do get malchus. Ah. So therefore says the Gemara back to our Gemara here in Lamed. Hey, last two lines. And that's what the pasuk is coming to tell us according to Rava, according to Reish Lakish. And now I have a good limud, maka maka, or hako hako. Just like by nefesh behema. It makes no difference whether you hit the behema on purpose or by accident, amazed, b'shoyin mitasra unasra, ale gutzachen derech irida derech aliyah. You always have to pay odam mudli oilam. Similarly, if a person chas v'shalom gave a mum ba'ami, so he gave a hakoh and he hit somebody else, and it was a hakoh she'ein b'shove pruta, under all circumstances you give malchus, and he doesn't have to pay, even if there was no hasra'ah l'malchus. See, he's not getting malchus, he doesn't have to pay. That's what we learn from this limud. Freitimara, I don't understand what you're talking about. You know why he doesn't have to pay? Because you're telling me that the only time he would get malchus if it was hakoh she'ein b'shove pruta. So even though there was no malchus because there was no hasra, you know why he's parted from paying? Because there's nothing to pay. It was hakoh she'ein, that's the top of lamed hey omed beis, the top line. So if it's lam bar tishlumin, of course he doesn't have to pay. Whether you all give malchus, nish give malchus, there's nothing to pay because the whole hakoh is less than a shava pruta. Zokim alay tzricha, I'll tell you the case. The bahadi demachya korash yiroin delay. Ah, in terms of the actual kiyita mumba misa, the hakoh, he did not cause any damage. It was less than a shava pruta. However, as he gave him the patch, he also hit that person's shirt or tie or suit or whatever, and it ripped, and when you have a tie or shirt that rips, then it causes a damage of a Shava Pruta. So what's the halacha now? That's what we have the machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And Reish Lakish says, I learn hako hako to go and tell you that even though there was no malchus, because there was no hasra'ah, you're parted from paying, because this is a case of chayove malchus shoyigin, that you're always potur. So that's the makar. And of course, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees because he doesn't learn those drushes, either the drusha of Abaya of Russia, Russia, or the drusha of Rava, Hakoho, Hakoho. Let me ask you a question. Let's go back to Tanit Vecheskia. Tanit Vecheskia, the Omar Maka Odom, Umaki Behema. Remember, it says in the Pasik, Umaki Behema Shalmena, Umaki Odom Yumos. And we learn from Maki Behema to Maki Odom. That just like Maki Behema, you always have to go and pay. By Maki Odom, you always parted from paying. Whether there was Hasra or not, whether we're going to execute the person or not, always parted from paying. That was Tanu Vicheskia. Frank Timar, Mi Mai de Bechoyu Ksiv, Veleke Leflugei, the way you learn this Pasuk, or Maki Behema Yishalmena, that you always have to pay, it's because you thought that the Pasuk is talking about a situation of from Sunday to Friday. That every single day of the week, if somebody causes damage to the other person's animal, whether he did it on purpose or by mistake, in all cases you always have to go and pay. And therefore we're never machalik between the fine details, whether it was an intentional damage or an unintentional damage, going up, going down, makes no difference. In all cases, you're chayiv mamayin. Frank Timura, no. Tilma b'shabes ksiv. The behemah gufa ikalif fluge. Maybe this pasuk is in fact talking on Shabbos Kodesh. Not that the Gemara means to say that it's only talking on Shabbos, because after all, in a vacuum, the pasuk is not referring to Shabbos, it's talking about damaging somebody's animal. Says the Ritva, what the Gemara means to say is maybe the pasuk is referring to everything, 7 days a week, from Sunday through Shabbos. And what's the din? That if Maki Behema Yishalmena, if you go and give a patch to the animal, you gotta pay. Now when do you have to pay? If this occurred on Shabbos Kodesh, and if the person as a result causes a chavolo, a chabura to the animal, so that's again one of the lamed tes malachas. Blood coming from the animal would be a chabura, and that would either be the tilas neshama, which would be a tolda of shoichit, or maybe of mefarek, which is a tolda of dosh, but that would be a chiyav of misa. And if it's a chiyav of misa, what would be the din legabi the behema? Then you'd be part of kum leba draba minei. And therefore, what is the pasuk then saying? Maki behema yishalmena, that you have to go and pay for this animal. It must be talking about that there was no hasra, and you're not giving misa. It was vishoygig, and therefore you got to go and pay. And therefore, says the Gemara, maybe it's the other way around. Not that I should learn from this pasuk, from Tanit Vecheskia, that chayove misish shoyigin, you're always potter. I can go and derive from the Maki Behemi Yishalmena alone that even though you're talking about chayove misa shoyigin, you're chayiv to pay. Well, how would you be chayiv to pay? Because the pasuk is talking about, at least in the Gemara's kasha, even on Shabbos, and everybody agrees that if you intentionally on Shabbos, with two Eidim, caused a chabura to the animal, a person is standing next to somebody else's animal, ready to give it a zetz is a Yiddish word for a fatal, deadly blow, they're two Eidim and say, don't do that! If you go and chas v'shalom cause damage to this animal, you're going to be over an Issa D'Oraisa, one of the Lamed Tes Malachas on Shabbos, and you could be executed by Skila. And the person says, I know, and I don't care. What would be the din in such situation? If afterwards, in fact, he comes to Beis Din, and he is charged with any sentence to execution, he'll be parted from paying. Everybody agrees to the concept of kamli b'dramina. If he did it, b'meis it. So how does the pasuk say makib heim yishal menad that you got to go and pay? Muzuch zayin, if it's talking on Shabbos, that it was b'shoigig. Oh, so I see from this chayove misish shogin, you're chayiv to pay. So instead of Tana Vecheski learning the pasuk to tell you that you're parted from pay, maybe I should learn from the pasuk that chayove misish shogin and you're chayiv to pay. Azoy freiting why? That cannot be the pshat. Why? Let's look at the pasuk in context. If you're saying that this pasuk is talking about on Shabbos, and why does the person have to go and pay? Because it was a shogeg. You agree that if it was a mezid, he'd be potter. He did it a mezid. He's potter. So he's only paying because it was a shogeg. So let's continue the pasuk. Maki odem yumas. Hey chidami, when would we give misa if you're a maki odem? Idle asrube, if you didn't give hasra, maki odem. Why would he get misa? You only go and execute a person if there was hasra. If there was no hasra, then why would he go and get misa? Elapshita, if the pasuk is saying umaki odem yumas, and you're telling me like the Gemara's kasha that it's talking about perhaps even on Shabbos, vibe Shabbos maki behema yishal mena. So what the Gemara is effectively doing is saying it cannot be talking on Shabbos and umaki behemi shalmena because it was a shogeg, because you see that the pasuk is talking about a mezid with hasra. Where do I see that we're talking about mezid with hasra? From maki odom yumas. Why would there be a din of misa for the maki odom on Shabbos? Why would he go and get misa? Muzach zan, the reason why he's getting misa, because there was hasra. Ah, there was hasra. So then presumably, the Makibayim Yishal Men is also talking with hasra. So why, if there was hasra, why are you going and paying? So it cannot be talking on Shabbos, because if you caused a hakar to the animal that caused a chabura, then you get misa. And if there was hasra, come with the ramina, you'd be parted from tashlumen. So if it says that you're chayim with tashlumen, it cannot be talking about a Shabbos situation. Elav b'choyla must be talking about a weekday situation. Ah, so weekday. Weekday, they always pay for damage to an animal. No matter whether you did it b'mezid b'shoigig, b'in balia, b'in yerida, miskaven, ain't a miskaven, you're always chayiv. Ah, so just like by behema, you're always chayiv. If you're a maki odom, chas v'sholem, whether or not the person is executed or not, even though there was no hasra and the person won't be executed, lechilak the boy, he is going to be potter from tashlum. So that's Tana Vecheskia. And with this we have concluded the Tana Vecheskia, and we're going to come back shortly to these concepts in this discussion. But in the meantime, the Gemara asks the following: Omli Rabba Papa Abaye, L'Rabba Di Amar Chidishu Shechidshe Toira Beknas, V'Yavigav the Mikdal Mishalem. What is the Gemara referring to? We had this Rabbah already back yesterday. You'll recall, we started Rabbah on the bottom of Lamed Dalid Amid Aleph, on the final line of the Amid Aleph, Rabbah Omali Oilim B'Tevech Al Yedei Atzmoi, and we continued on the top of the Amid Beis. For a mayor, Loikum Mishalim Isle, Meisu Mishalim Lesle, Shani Hani the Chidishu. What was all of that about? You remember we had that braisa earlier on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, where the braisa said that a person who was gonav the tovach b'shabos, not only will the person get misa, but he has to pay tashlumei arba b'chamisha. Now, if he's actually going to get the misa, he's going to be bought, because kam le'dramine. What happens, however, if he does it b'shogeg? Says the Gemara, makes no difference. You always got to pay the Tashlumi Arbova Chamisha. And the Gemara asked, how could that be? After all, Tvichu Mechirev Yishachter on Shabbos. And especially if there's Hasra'a, how can it be both Misa and Tashlumin? And what did the Gemara answer? The initial Gemara answered back on Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. Rabbi Yochanan said, it's talking about B'Tevayach Al Yedei Acher. There were two separate people. There was one person who was the ganav. There was one person who did the shechting on Shabbos, and so therefore the ganav has to go and pay the dal and the hay, and the shoicher has to go and get the misa because he shechted on Shabbos. And the Gemara said, "Ein shlich ledvar abeir." And the Gemara had two or three drushes to go and tell you that here is an exception to the rule. Utvachay macharay. That what after vichay deyacher. Because it says Tvachay Oy Mechorei, or it says Oy Rabbi Sishlich, it says Tachas Rabbi Sishlich. Anyway, that Gemara said it's talking about two separate individuals. Rabbi said, no. It's talking about Tvich HaYideyatzmai. He himself did the Tvicha. So why is he Chayiv? Says Rabbi, that even though we hold that there is no Einan Mesu Mishalim, here we're not talking about Mishalim Momoin. We're talking about Mishalim Knas. Knas, of course, is a chidush. Just because a person shechted somebody else's animal, a shor or a seh, why do you have to pay dalet v'hei? Okay, you know, slap him with an additional 50% penalty. 100% penalty. But four or five times? That's a big knas. It's punitive. That's a big chidush. So therefore, Rabbi said, chidush yusha chidusha teira. We're back here on lamed hei, amit peis. Chidush yusha chidusha teira. Big knas. V'yavagav the mikdol. Mishalim, even though this person is going to get Misa, because there was Hasra'a, don't shecht this animal, it's Shabbos Kodesh, you're going to be over on the Lamed Tes Melachos, you're going to get Skila, and the person says, I don't care. What's the halacha? You're going to give him Misa? Nevertheless, he still has to pay Dalet V'hei, because it's a Knas. Aha! If that's the case, Masnisim Kiman Moikim Lo. How does Rabbah answer the stira of the two Mishnayos? Meaning, recall that at the beginning of our perek, and for the last few days, we've been struggling with the stira l'choira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Mesechtes Malkus. Because in our Mishnah it says, a person who is ma'anes achoisoi, a person who violates his own sister, person boy must be slightly or majorly deranged. But Nebuch, he lived with his sister involuntarily. He violated her. Says our Mishnah, you gotta pay the knas of chamishim shekel. At the same time, the Mishnah in Mesechtes Malki says, Eilu hein haloikin. So Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel. Who are those that get Malkis? Habo'al achoisai. A person who goes and lives with his own sister. And the Gemara said, our Mishnah says you gotta pay knas. The Mishnah there in Mesechtes Malkus says he give him Malkus. The Kaimlon, the Eimeloiko Mishalim. You cannot have both Malkus and Tashlumen. And you remember the Gemara gave three answers. Ula's answer, Rabbi Yochanan's answer, and Reish Lakish's answer. And now we're coming back to all of that. And the Gemara is asking now, how is Rabbah going to explain our Mishnah? Rabbah that says that when it's a case of Knas, even if there's Chas Shalom Misa, Mektal Mishalim. So Masiskim HaMoikala. How are you going to sit on our Mishnah? Are you going to sit on our Mishnah like Remeir? Now who's Remeir? You remember Remeir said that a person is Loike Mishalim. Even though Remeir says, I agree with the concept of Kam Lei B'Derabah Minei. However, when it comes to Malkus, Loike, there I hold loika umishalim. There's no din of coming drominate by Malkus, only by Misa. And so he held Remeir. Therefore, we said in the Gemara, according to Reish Lakish, there's no steer between the two Mishnayos. Our Mishnah is talking like Remeir, and the Mishnah Besechtes Malkus is Remeir. And both of them, Yitakechai, both. In our Mishnah, you see, if you go back to Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, after two dots, Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, it's roughly two-thirds down the Amid, see in the middle of the line. Reish Lakish Omar, there's no stira between the two Mishnayis in our Mesechta, where it says that Eilu Naris, you have to go and pay. And the Mishnah Eilu Loikin, that the person who goes and violates his sister, gets Malkis. Reish Lakish Omar, Mani, you're a maid, the Omar Loikin, Mishalim. And therefore in our Mishnah, he says Mishalim. And the Mishnah Mesechta's Malkis, he says Loikin. So if you want to know the final din by this individual, the person who violates his own sister, what you got to do is take the two Mishnayos together. One says Loike, one is Mishalim. That's how Reish Lakish answered the Kasha. But Freik Dimara, if you're learning Loit Rabba, Ikiman Moikim La, how is he going to explain the two Mishnayos? Ikra Meir, is he going to learn like Rav Meir? In other words, with Reish Lakish's Teretz, Kasha Bitoy, we're going to have a problem with Bitoy. What's the problem with Bitoy? Problem with Bitoy, Bitoy was not enumerated in the Mishnah on Daf Chof Tes, and therefore, L'choyre, there is no din of Knas. And it's not only that, but if you turn to tomorrow's Daf, on Lamed Vav, Amid Beis, and you look in the Mishnah there, the Mishnah begins, the Elush Eilen Knas, the following do not have a Knas. Skip down halfway the Mishnah, 6-7 lines, Habo al bitoy al bas bitoy al bas benoy, all of these ain lehem knas. Why, says the Mishnah? Nishim mischayiv benafshoy shemisos midei bezdin chol mischayiv benafshoy ain mishalim namamay. Oh, that's the case of misa that kom lebedramine the ain meis umishalim. Since you're going to go and give misa to a person who lives with his bitoy, the Torah says a person who lives with his daughter, and there was hasra. And unfortunately was found guilty, he gets sreifa. Person who lives with his own daughter, says the pasuk, he gets sreifa. Okay, so, ein meisu mishalim, and that's why Yen and Mishnah says that you're potter. Freiti mara, but if you're talking about aliba diremeir, diremeir holds like a mishalim, that oibazoi kasha bitoi, why does it say in the other Mishnah that it's potter? Why don't you go and say that you'd be chayiv? Because Eloike umishalin, so you should go and learn kasha bitoy. So if you want to look at the Rashi over here, kasha bitoy, it's three or four lines later than where, lower than where we're learning in the Gemara. It's about 12 lines before the wide lines. Kasha bitoy is a Rashi. The mishloim l'rish lokish. The oik malahi, the gun of the tavo b'shabbos, but today al yedei acher. That was Reish Lakish, who answered the kasha, how could it be that both meis u'mishalim? So he said it's talking about not that he did the tmicha, but somebody else did the tmicha. So the ganef gets to pay the dal and the hay, and the person who did the tmicha, he gets the misa. So the kasha, to meis u'mishalim lesle, l'rameir, afilu b'knas. As far as Rameir is concerned, there's no such thing as meis u'mishalim, and that's the reason why bitoy is taka potur. Since he gets misa for living with his daughter, he's going to get a misa of sreifa. He's potur for paying. So lamed vav, the Mishnah is perfect. El rabba kasha, because bitoy de knasu. Remember, Rabba says this is not mamay. This is knas. That's the lashon of Rabba. Chidushu shechidshu toyer beknas. V'yavagav the mikdal mishalim. Even though the person's going to get killed, he still has to pay. And that's why when a person does a gona v'tovach b'Shabbos, the person stole the animal and he shechted it on Shabbos. There was hasra. Mister, don't shecht the animal. You're going to be over on lamitas malachas, the isra of shoichet. Don't go and shecht it. And he ignores you and he shechts. And then afterwards the two edim bring him into court. And the court decides that we're going to sentence him lemisa. Says Rabba, don't forget to pay the bill. What's the bill? Talib v'hei. Why? Ein meisu mishalim. Says Rabba, chidishu shechidshu Torah, since we're talking about knas, avagav the mikdal mishalim, nuoy bazoi. So why does our Mishnah leave out the case of bitoy? Bitoy is a case where he's going to go and get misa, and according to Rabba, this should be mishalim, because it's knas. And yet the Mishnah Lamed Vav Amid Bei says, potter miknas. So l'choyer that Mishnah, according to Rabba, cannot go aliba d'rameh. Elamai, ikrim nechunyim ben akana. Who's Rav Nechunyim ben akana? I don't know. Who's Rav Nechunyim ben akana? We had Rav Nechunyim ben akana earlier on in our perek, 5 days ago, back on Daf Lamed Omid Aleph, where Rav Nechunyim ben akana said, hoya oisis yem kipurim kishabos litashlumin. That's the famous law of Rav Nechunyim ben akana, that just like you have chayove misois kom drav minei, the same thing is agabi chayove krisus is also kom lei the drav minei. And that's why the Gemara said that our Mishnah back on Lamed, the Gemara said v'lafuke, our Mishnah does not shim like Rav Nechunyim ben akana. Why does it shim Rav Nechunyim ben akana? Because according to Chani ben Akanan, all the cases of Achoisim, Metachois Ishtoi, Metachois Aviv, all of those cases in the Mishnah, even though there was no Chiyav Misa, but there's a Chiyav Kareis, and that's also enough for Kam Lei B'drabah Minei. Therefore, according to Chani ben Akanan, no din of Knas on a person who lives with any of those Aroyos. So Dr. Yimara, Iker, Mechun, Menachana, Kasha, Choysei. Then the Mishnah will be Shver. It's not only a Choysei, means a Choysei in all of the Aroyas. You should be Potter. Because according to Mechun, Menachana, anytime that there's Kareis, you're Potter from Tashlumin. Iker, Yitzchak. Maybe the Mishnah is going to Yitzchak. Now, we didn't have Rabbi Yitzchak yet. Rabbi Yitzchak is famous for his halacha in Mesechtes Malkus, that Ein Chayovi Krisis Bechlal Malkus Arboim. Which means, back on Daf Lamed, when we asked our original Kasha, the following get Malkis. Who are the following? Abo Alachoisoi, Alachois Ovid, Alachois Ishte, all of those wonderful guys. On the bottom of, I said Lamed, it's Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, the last three lines. The Mishnah Mesechtes, Malkis and Daf Yud Gimel. Eilein Aloikin, the following get Malkis. Abo Alachoisoi, Alachois Ovid, Alachois Ima, Alachois Ishte. And Reb Yitzchak stands up and he raises his hand and he says, I respectfully disagree. Because since it's a din of Kareis in all of these cases, what does it say at the end of Parshas Kedoshim? It's a din of Kareis. So how can you go and give him Malkis? We, the Chacham, disagree with Reb Yitzchak. And say, you're right, the person gets Kareis, but that's only if the Bezdin didn't inflict any punishment down below. However, if you had two people being Masra, this fellow, before he lived with Achoisai, and they told him, Yankala, if you're going to go live with your sister Sprinza, you're going to get Malkis. And he says, I don't care. Uh-oh. Can I say, hear me now? Okay. Sorry. What they call technical connectivity issues. Fancy, schmancy words, right? Anyway.
You're saying about Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak about how they treat his,
I was afraid that you didn't hear anything. I was going to start again from the beginning of the year. Okay. So we're only talking about Rav Yitzchak. What's the story of Rav Yitzchak? Remember, Rav Yitzchak says, I disagree with the Mishnah in Mesechtes Malkis, which we quoted on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, where it says there, Elohim Aloikin, if you have two people giving Hasra and saying, Mister, don't live with Achoischa with your sister, because if you do, you're going to get Malkis, and the person says, I don't care. So what's the deal? In the Mishnah there it says, oh, you had Hasra, and you said you don't care? Eilen Aloikin, we're going to give him up to 39 lashes. It's going to hurt. Don't do something like that. Says Rabbi Yitzchak, no such thing. Since each one of these Averois has a much worse punishment called Kareis. Ki kol ha-shiyas v'kol ha-shiyas v'eila v'nechrisa. Kareis. No din of Malkis. So therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak says, push the delete button. That Mishnah is incorrect. I respectfully disagree. No Malkis by the Achois Echois Ovu Achois Imai. Ah, so maybe our Mishnah therefore goes like Rabbi Yitzchak. That's why in our Mishnah it says you got to pay Tashlumin because there's no Malkis. Dr. Yimara, Ik Rabbi Yitzchak, Kash Mamzeres. So forget about Achois. I have a problem with Mamzeres. Where do we have Mamzeres in the Mishnah? If we turn back to Chof Tes Amid Aleph, the very first case. Eilin Narashi Yeshlem Knas Habo Al HaMamzeres. A person who lives with Mamzeres. Now everybody knows is an Isser in the Torah, Yovei Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. And if people give Hasra and tell a person, don't go ahead with this marriage, you're marrying a Mamzer. I don't mean a Yiddish colloquialism, a Mamzer. We're talking about a real Mamzer. You're not allowed to go and live with a Mamzer. and he goes and marries a mamzer anyway. What happens? It's a lav in the Torah. There's no kares, there's no misa. It's a lav. Chayav alavin. What's a chayav alavin? He gets malchus. Yet it says in the Mishnah that this also kenas. So I have a problem. How could it be both malchus and kenas? Didn't we say ein loike umishalei? It's kash mamzer. So again, who is Rabba going to say our Mishnah goes according with? Masisin keman moikimla. It can't be Reb Meir. It can't be Rechun Yemen Akona. It can't be Reb Yitzchak. So anicha yisavolok Reb Yoichanan hu. Nami metarz lak Reb Yoichanan. If he learns like Reb Yoichanan, we have a teretz. Now how did Reb Yoichanan answer the stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Mesechtes Malkus? Reb Yoichanan said very simple. Our Mishnah is talking about that there was no hasra on the Malkus, and that's why you got to pay. The Mishnah in Mesechtes Malkus is talking that there was hasra on the Malkus, and that's why you don't pay, you get Malkus. So here's talking with hasra, and here's talking without hasra. That's a wonderful teretz. So if Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yochanan, who nami mitaris like Rabbi Yochanan? Elisa of Reish Lakish. Remember, how did Reish Lakish learn in those two cases? Reish Lakish says, I disagree with Rabbi Yochanan, because I hold that it makes no difference whether there was hasra or no hasra. You're always parted from paying. And that's how we started off today's shir, talking about chayovin malkiyah shoygen, that according to Reish Lakish, you're parted from paying. How is he going to end for the stira between the two Mishnayas? That here it says that you got to pay, and there it says that you have to get Malkus. Muzlich zayin lechoyra, by default, the Rabbah is in Rabbi Yochanan's camp, and he learns like Rabbi Yochanan. Omli Ramas le'abaya, l'rish lokish di omar befeirish ribsa toira, chayovi malkis ke chayovi misois. That's the first part of today's shir on the Amud Aleph. The Reish Lakish holds that just like by Chayavim Misois, you're parted from paying. Chayavim Malkis, even Chayavim Malkis Shoygin, you're parted from paying. Just like by Chayavim Misois, either because I learn Rosha like Abaya, or I learn the Posik of Makim Makako Hako according to Rava, but you're parted. Siman Tana the Paliga later Mchunyim Ben Akonim. Who disagrees with Mechunya Menachon? Who's a Mechunya Menachon? That's who we had back on Daf Lamed. That a Mechunya Menachon says that you're potter from paying Tashlumen Bachayove Krisois. And the Gemara assumes in the Havamina, if you hold it as Chayove Krisois, you hold like the Mishnah in Mesechtes Malkis, that is also Chayove Malkis if you had Asra. So man talent baligid of Nechunim Menachana, who's the one that disagreed with Nechunim Menachana, that holds by Chayove Krisus, you are Chayev L'shalem. Meaning, we all hold kam lei bedrava minei if there's Misa bidei odem bidei bezin. The bezin can only inflict one punishment, and that's the punishment of Misa. They can't go and be mechayev you both Misa and Tashlumen. But you remember Nechunim Menachana says, even if the bezin down below inflicts zero, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's going to inflict eventually Chas V'Shalom Kores on this person. The person is potter from pain. So who's the one that disagrees with Nechunya Ben Akana and holds by Chayavi Krisis you do have to pay and there's no din of Kamei but Rab Minei? So Zimari must be either Ira Meir Ira B'Yitzchak. Who's Ira Meir or Rab Yitzchak? Well, Ira Meir already had. He holds Loike U'Mishale. So therefore, even though this person is getting Malkus, for instance, in any one of these crisis situations, you get Malkus, but you got to go and pay anyway. Okay, so he disagreed with Chunya Ben Akana, who says that you don't pay by Chayav crisis. Says Reb Meir, even if the Chayav crisis went up a Madrega, if you will, and we gave them Malkus because there was Hasra'ah, guess what? You still got to pay. So then, the one that disagrees with Chunya Ben Akana would be Reb Meir. Or, it goes according to Reb Yitzchak. Why does Reb Yitzchak argue with Chunya Ben Akana? Because remember, Reb Yitzchak holds that there's no such thing as if on the same Isur, having both the Oynish of Kores and the Oynish of Malkus. It's not even shy to talk about Malkus Bachayove Krisis. How do you learn that out? We learn that out with Osin Osin. And therefore, says the Gemara, Muzdach Zayin, that Reb Meir, that Reb Yitzchak is the one that disagreed on Chunin ben Akana. Rabbi Chunin ben Akana is the one that says by Chayav Krisis you're potter from paying. Says Rabbi Yitzchak, Madach by the Chayav Krisis, I hold that there's no din of Malkis. I also hold that there would be a din of payment, and therefore I disagree with the Chunin ben Akana. It's either Reb Meir or Rabbi Yitzchak would be the one that would disagree with Reb Chunin. To remember all of these different shittos, Reb Yitzchak and Reb Meir and Reb Yochanan and Rabba and Reish Lakish, one has to go through all the Rashis, so that's homework. Everybody should go through it to remember clearly how our Mishnah goes and how each one of these Mandiyamim agree or disagree with the others. So we'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisrael, because this Tanur Rabbanan starts a new sugya, and actually we're going to begin that tomorrow. I thank you all for listening, thank you all for participating, and have a wonderful day. Hatzlacha Rabba. Shelly, good to have you back.
Good to be here.
Great. We missed you a few days.
Goodbye.